Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
On the WBEN Trocare College Live Line, Terrence Robinson. He's taking a fight against a tunnel project on the 33 to the campaign trail. Terry, good morning. Your profile was raised recently while fighting the billion-dollar Kensington project. What's your next move?
Well, our next move is to make this primary election a referendum. It's the whole question of why the state attorney general would fight our motion to have the New York State Department of Transportation comply with the law, the question of why we're going to spend $1 billion on a less than a 1 mile transit facility that doesn't reduce the current air emissions that have proven toxic over the last 40 or 50 years, and the whole concept of why the state should act as a coercive power that is anti-environment here and in the Stamp Project and a number of projects across the state. That's why we're highlighting and focusing on this issue, and we're going to change the way the state does business in regard to that.
So you're running against Assembly Majority Leader Crystal Peoples-Stokes. The Democratic Party primary for the seat is June 25th. From what you're saying, though, is this run, this race, less about yourself and getting in office and more about this particular issue of the 33?
I am unimportant in this race other than as a messenger for the people and the need to adjust the way that we look at and do business, not just business, but the people's business in the city, and to act in their interest, and to act in regard to protecting the people and the environment of the state of New York. No, I'm not particularly, I don't hold any animosity to the honorable assembly leader, but I do object to them trying to damage my own house and my community and not to bring the benefits to the city of Buffalo that would happen from restoring the historic Olmsted Parkway. Yeah.
Is this project, Terry, being rammed down the throats of the people of Buffalo?
It's being shoved down their throats, and I would use another analogy, but I can't right now on the radio. I'm saying that what they've decided to do and the way that they've decided to do it is a callous disregard for the interest of the people of the city, and particularly for this disadvantaged community when they claim that they're doing things to protect our well-being.
What is the status of this pushback against the 33 project now? Because it seems like at last we heard, the state kind of put the final, you know, hammer down and said, all right, funding secured, we're going ahead, this is happening, and we haven't heard too much after that.
Yeah, the problem is that they've used every mechanism they can to try to shut down legitimate opposition to this project and to continue the spin that there can be no environmental impact, short or long term, to 4 years of intensive construction activity, the largest, actually, remediation effort in the history of the city of Buffalo, if they remove the 250,000 square feet of asbestos-containing material that's in those retaining walls and bridges, and on and on and on. It just really is disregard for the reality of what they're proposing to do in order to benefit what's likely going to be a large out-of-state construction firm and project and jobs and all of those sort of things. So that it's really a they're conflating reality to meet what they've engineered as their preferred alternative.
Well, Crystal Peoples-Stokes has been in Albany for a long time, Assembly Majority Leader. Is this a David versus Goliath fight?
Well, when you're talking about way before Crystal Peoples got there, they used to say you can't fight City Hall. The idea that once it has been ordained by those on high that this is what you people need or what you people want or what we think is best for you, that's always a difficult fight when you run counter to the powerful interests that support and these people are in league with. I mean, the Honor Roll Crystal Peoples-Stokes, God bless her, it was historic, her win to the Assembly. But right now, she is acting against the best interest of the people she represents.
What's been the response you've gotten from people you've talked to in the neighborhood, especially around the project?
Well, the more people know the reality of what is going to happen, how it is going to happen, and the effects on them, the more the support has spread, not only in the immediate community, but in the community at large, and people are beginning to recognize the same sort of overbearing, coercive power that causes not-for-profits to fear for their funding, that causes people to fear for their employment, that sees them wield an army of folks that they bring with their interests. I think that, well, we know that more and more people are beginning to wake up to the reality of this terrible project that will continue for the next 50 years, something that will continue to erase history, that will continue to inflict on this surrounding communities the burden of the air emissions from 70,000. I heard Alan just before you come on say that the traffic on the 33 was moderate to heavy, you know, and that's coming right through this neighborhood and will continue for the next 50 years if they have the project they want.
Well, Terry, thanks for joining us this morning and keep us updated.
We appreciate you people looking in and doing the right thing by us. Thank you so much.
That's Terrence Robinson, who's challenging Crystal Peoples-Stokes for State Assembly.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.